Today is the 24th National Sorry Day, reflecting on the injustices visited on stolen generations. While today the community reflects on an important moment in Australian history, there are concerns for current and future generations of Aboriginal children. Rachel Greenwell with this report. Set us up on mission, told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away. Archie Roach's 1990 song gave emotional meaning to the tragedy of the stolen generation. Then came the Bringing Them Home report, and in 1998, Sorry Day was born, a day when Australia reflects on the atrocities committed and the ongoing trauma Aboriginal people have suffered from having their children removed. ABSEC represents Aboriginal children and their families in New South Wales. CEO John Layer told me what the day means.
For stolen generations members and their descendants, it's a significant day in remembering the impact of being removed from their families and the ongoing trauma that is trying to reconnect them to community, family and kinship. It's an ongoing challenge of unpacking those issues and trying to support them in really leading, a productive life for themselves. But I guess it's also a reminder of the steps that need to be taken to prevent this from happening into the future.
Today, Aboriginal children are almost 10 times more likely to be removed from their families than non-Aboriginal children are, and they make up 37% of the out-of-home care population. John Lear says his real concern is what will happen to the next generation.
There is definitely a danger of history repeating itself. In fact, we're already starting to see that now with the rate of kids being removed, seeing that actually projected to double within the next 10 years. It's also noting that there are significant reforms and legislation that have acknowledged that the rate of kids in out-of-home care continues to grow, but there is also acknowledging that there are systemic issues in the child protection system and that we need to make significant changes to ensure that that does not continue to happen.
What needs to be done to support Indigenous children and their families?
I think an investment into the early intervention services that provide wraparound services to families and children, be it around housing, health, food security, small things about sending kids to school with clothing and food and things like that. Real time issues for grassroots people need to be invested in, providing them with, the right supports, mentoring and support mechanisms for families to be able to keep their kids with them, and that we don't continue to see removing kids from family as a way forward, that we invest in the families to be able to provide the care and welfare that they need to raise their families.
What's the best way forward?
The best way forward is to continue to invest in the community-controlled sector and to ensure that Aboriginal people are designing and implementing and resolving our own issues for us, by us, whether that be, providing more investment in the coordination of services. It'd be about ensuring that we are providing advice to the appropriate government agencies and bodies to better provide support services and agency to families and children to be able to be a part of resolving issues that are faced by them and by the sector at large.
Archie Roach's Took the Children Away, ending that report by The Wire's Rachel Greenwell.